When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is a very special Wednesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. Birds at the Half, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Spike Lee, feeling pretty good, brother. Jackie Baseball, the sun will come out tomorrow. How about you, boy?
You think you know someone. And we learned something interesting about someone we work with earlier today.
Oh, what happened?
What's
happened?
No, it's just you think you work with someone for a long time,
oh,
and you finally learn something
oh,
important.
Oh, wow.
And it becomes very important to your future. So, again, don't get too close to coworkers.
Wow, I got to find out what's going on there. We are at Chickies for Birds of the Half. This tonight, a special guest bartending event with Lane Johnson benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. We have a very, very big show today. A lot of guests all day long, but we start with Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas. You may have heard of them from the WIP Midday Show. My first question to you guys before we get into the Eagles stuff is, what's it like running with the big boys today after 2 o'clock?
Where they at? Where the big boys?
Good answer, Hugh. We're happy to be here. This is exciting. It's a big day.
It is exciting. Big day. And we're sort of here in a place with the Eagles where I have to be honest with you, when the season started, I did not think at this point in time the Eagles would be 8-2. So I'm going to start off this hour with a question. Ike, I'll go to you first, and then our very special guests as well. But I look at the NFL, and I see every year one elite class of teams that are the true Super Bowl contenders. Now, there are more teams than those few or four, however many are in that group, that could win the Super Bowl. But we sort of look at this one group as being different than the other. And my question to you is, are the Philadelphia Eagles in that same elite Super Bowl contender group with the Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, and Detroit Lions? Right now, are they in that category?
Yes. Without question. Yes. Six straight wins. They have the experience. They were just in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, so it's not as if this is sort of new territory for this football team. Maybe for a lot of the young players on the defensive side of the ball, but for where the strength lies at, which is on the offensive side of the ball, no, they are as legit as anyone else around the league. I mean, they just are. You may say Detroit may have the best chance to win it all or what have you, but I think the Eagles are right there in that class of 4 to 5 teams that could be hoisting up the Lombardi Trophy.
Giglio?
No, they're one notch below for me. The way you framed it, Spike, you said there's always that second group, right? And that's
yes,
where I think the Eagles
it could
are.
Happen.
Yeah, it could happen. And they might be the best of that second group. I think of the Ravens, who I think are flawed but really good. Mm-hmm. Steelers are obviously having a good year. I think the Packers are dangerous. Like, that's, to me, where the Eagles are. They might be the best of that. I just feel like they have a flaw in that they don't have a great passing game. And if you don't have a great passing game, eventually it hurts you down the stretch of the season. I think that needs to be better before I think they're in the top tier. They're one notch below.
So who are the top tier there?
I think it's the Bills.
Buffalo's a top tier team.
Buffalo's
a
top tier
team. But the Eagles aren't.
Yep.
The Eagles haven't been more impressive than the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills have better quarterback play right now.
Okay.
And they have probably the best win of anyone this whole season. They beat the Chiefs, who hadn't lost a game since last Christmas.
Okay, and that's fine and dandy. And now that the Chiefs have lost, we can all go ahead and be honest and truthful about the Chiefs. They're overrated this year.
But they're the outlier. They were the same way last year, and they won the Super Bowl, right? Like I don't know what to do with them besides just give them the respect
okay,
at the top.
Okay, and that's fine. And I probably wouldn't fight you over it. Yep, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they have the ability to look like this and still turn it on once they get to the playoffs, and they certainly would be in the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, I don't think Buffalo has looked all that impressive to me. That was an impressive win. They got a big win against Kansas City. Everyone knew that was a Buffalo Bills win. Kansas City barely won the week before. They've been hanging on by threads the last couple of weeks with some of these teams. So somebody was going to eventually get them. I'm not surprised Buffalo won that game. I just look at Buffalo, and other than Josh Allen, what am I impressed with by the Buffalo Bills? It's not their running game. It's not their wide receivers. Their defense isn't dynamic. I mean, Josh Allen is the MVP favorite.
Yeah, that's the difference maker.
But you need more than – I'm looking at the entire team. If I look at the Eagles' talent, I would rather have the Eagles' overall talent. If I give you Josh Allen as better than Jalen, right? I'm not going to argue that. We're better everywhere else on the team.
That's fair. I would say KC, Buffalo, and Detroit are the top tier, and then I have the Eagles in the next tier.
All right.
Hugh, where do you have him?
I couldn't even change his mind.
No. Come on. This is going to take more than 2 minutes.
I have him right there.
And it's, in that group?
I have him right there. I have them right there with the Detroit Lions. And the reason why I say that, because Joe doesn't like when I use this word, the Detroit Lions are more efficient than the Eagles are. I think the Eagles have just as good a talent or equal talent as the that's the same thing. But but basically, it's better talent or equal talent as the Detroit Lions. But I just feel like a lot of times we leave points on the field for whatever reason that is. And I feel like once we get past that, we will be a better team than the Detroit Lions. But as of right now, I think we're right there with them. I do think that.
Well, that points left on the field. I'm with Joe. I think they're the top of the second group. And I would agree with you, Ike, that the Eagles stand out over the Bills in both running game and defense. I would agree with you.
But wide receivers.
But when it gets to the playoffs, and this is shown historically, at least in the modern NBA, the passing game is more equated to success in the playoffs than any of those other things. It's great to have those other things, but I think it is what it doesn't mean that the Eagles.
I don't know about that. Well, depends on where the game is being played at. Your running game and defense. If the game NFC Championship game is in like a Green Bay or hell, even in Kansas City, where it gets real cold at. I don't know in Windy. I don't know how much the passing game is going to be effective. You got to be able to run that ball,
but
too.
But the Super Bowl is the neutral site, usually in a dome, right? New Orleans this year.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about in the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
I was thinking more just the path to get there.
And I want to be clear. I think to your point about those sort of situations, the Eagles could get there. Absolutely. I think they're a team in that second group of good teams that could either by the end of the season or depending on how the playoffs end up shaking out, could end up being there. I mean, that's one of the reasons they ended up in the Super Bowl in 2022 without a dominant passing game is because they ended up playing the Giants, who also didn't have one, and then the 49ers, who were on their fourth quarterback of the year. So I think they could wind up in a situation where they're there. But I think if I'm separating the groups between like the true elite contenders and then the next group, I think the Eagles are in the next group. And it's specifically because of the passing game. And it's specifically
because of the quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean, the passing game is the quarterback, yes.
Well, it could be the wide receivers that can hurt you, the effectiveness of
their passing game, and I would guess that the effectiveness of their passing game is limited because of the quarterback. It's certainly not limited because of the offensive line. It's not limited because of the wide receivers. It's limited because of the quarterback. He does other things well, but that part of it is limiting.
And that's fine, and I won't argue that. And that's why having a good defense, which is not a luxury.
Oh, no, it's
why,
not.
It's why, that's why having a good defense.
Necessity, Mr. Douglas.
I feel attacked.
No, but that's why having a good defense works in your favor as a complete team because you know what can rule that passing game null and void? A great passing defense. Right?
Well, I could.
It's not automatic. The Lions exploded against. These were bad defenses also.
Sure.
They exploded against Jacksonville. They exploded against Dallas. Like, these teams have been giving up points all year long. I also watched their defense in the first half against Houston not look great. So I watched their defense against Minnesota not look great. Like, I haven't seen anybody run up and down the field on us with the exception of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And we can throw that game out.
Yeah, before the bye.
Yeah.
So that's why I like our chances because we have a defense. That's why Kansas City has a chance. Their offense isn't dynamic. They have Patrick Mahomes. But they have a great defense that only gives up 17 points a game.
I guess my biggest concern and why I'm not ready to put the Eagles in the top tier, Spike,
get in there, Joe. Put them in there.
But I feel like the Eagles can win one kind of game the way they've won it the last 6 weeks. Either dominate a bad team, which they're great at, right?
Sure.
Or it's got to be low scoring, and then they'll pull away when their running game pulls away at the end. Because I watched the Lions go to Minnesota. They were down 10-0, and their passing game brought them back.
Yep.
If we go to Detroit and Detroit hops on us 14-0, which maybe won't happen, but if it does, can we come back and win that game? If you take Saquon out.
Be tough. Yeah, no, it'd be tough.
That's what's holding me back.
Okay,
right now.
I feel you there. I think the concerns are legit.
Yeah, for
sure. They're legit. My comeback to that is my defense. That's
won't
all I'll
let
say.
It happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so my defense playing the way that they're playing, it's going to keep the score down. It takes pressure off your offense to have to win a shootout. So now if we get going here and I see some holes in the defense, say Baltimore runs up 30-plus points on us or the Rams score 30-plus, then maybe I get a little more concerned. But we keep holding teams to 16, 17, 18 points.
They've been impressive.
I feel even more confident.
At 215-592-9494, are the Eagles in the elite group of Super Bowl contenders in the NFL
elite.
Right now? Elite. I love the word elite.
It's a big word.
Do you know why? Because you just know. It signifies something. When you talk about – people make fun of the elite quarterback conversation, but you know what it means. If I was to ask who are the elite quarterbacks, I think in the NFL, there's probably some on the edges we could debate, but
sure.
Most people would come up with the same quarterbacks, and I feel like it's the same.
But the same three or four quarterbacks.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And it's the same with contenders. I think there's a – it doesn't mean it's the only teams that could win it. It means that they are a different class. But I will give the Eagles credit for one thing, in terms of the – well, I give them credit for a lot of things, but in terms of falling behind, I get the sense that what happens a lot of times in NFL games is when a team falls behind, they do abandon whatever their initial offensive plan was and start throwing the ball all over the place. I find it hard to believe the Eagles would do that. So I do think in a situation against a Detroit or a Baltimore, whoever it is, they go up and they put up 14 points – I don't think the Eagles are going to come and abandon the Saquon thing. I think they would do their best to force the game back to a game that they're comfortable with. And really, what all it takes, it's funny because teams panic a lot in that situation. All it takes is one touchdown drive, one 6.5-minute touchdown drive where you run all over the other team, and all of a sudden that deficit doesn't seem like it was before.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost a bonus that the Eagles – don't feel like they can throw the ball all over the place because it's less likely that they abandon the thing that got them there. Now, Hugh, the defense is a luxury thing, which will be on your tombstone at some point. Are you ready to concede that
No.
one?
No.
Come on.
They've been playing well, man. And you know, they've been playing extremely well. And then to your point about the Eagles being an elite team, because I'm going to shift this narrative.
Okay.
With your point with the Eagles being an elite team, you know what the thing that they've been able to do? Like most teams, when you play against the Eagles, I think you go into the game and you think to yourself, I'm going to stop the run because that's their bread and butter. Teams haven't been able to do that for whatever reason. And I think part of that is because of the offensive line and the way Saquon Barkley's been playing. And so when you say to me that, you know, if they get down to the Detroit Lions, I don't feel like that would be the case initially, because when you look at the teams that the Detroit Lions have played outside of that Minnesota team, they ain't really played a whole lot of dynamic defenses. Mm-hmm. It is something to be said about playing with confidence, and I think that's what this Vic Fangio defense is doing right now above anything else, because when you look across the board.
Luxuriously,
yes,
some would say.
Most would say.
But when you look across the board, we got a couple journeymen out there that are bought well, one journeyman, that's out there balling, and a couple young cats that are out there balling right now. And I think that comes, the reason why they're doing that is because they're confident in what they're doing. And another guy who a couple weeks ago, everybody's wondering whether or not, you know, he could stay healthy, and whether or not he was going to be the starting linebacker at the beginning of training camp. So I think that they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. And I'll take that 14-point deficit against the Detroit Lions and think they can come back.
I'd rather avoid that situation.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm just
if
saying.
If they can. Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Hugh. You said that other teams haven't been able to stop Saquon in the running game. I actually think it's two things. And one of them definitely plays in the Eagles' favor from a passing game perspective. The offensive line is great, and that is one thing. But the other thing is the two wide receivers they have on either side are specifically dangerous, and if there's one thing that Jalen Hurts has excelled in, it is throwing to those guys deep when they're in man coverage.
Yeah, big
and
play.
So the one thing that can happen when the defense loads the box, from a passing game perspective, when the defense loads the box against Saquon Barkley, is specifically the one thing that they are good at from a passing game perspective.
And it's the one thing that Detroit's defense is terrible at. Mm-hmm. They're one of the worst pass defenses in the league.
Right.
So it could be some room there for success. And here's the way I'm looking at it. Our passing game is what it is right now. Can it get better? Can we get better? Can we open it up a little bit more? Because I would imagine the Eagles have to feel like, okay, we're going to need to add a little bit as we go along here.
Of course.
To make our offense a little more dynamic. So, sure. And listen, we're going to get tested. Pittsburgh's a good defense, right? Pittsburgh's a good defense.
Yeah.
You'll see Washington was a good defense. We'll see them again.
The Rams have good pass rushers.
So we'll get a chance to see whether or not this passing game is getting better. I think they did what they needed to do in order to sort of stop losing and to get some start stacking wins. They have to know that eventually you're going to have to throw the ball at some point.
Fritz, do you have them in the elite category?
I don't. And no one's brought up the head coach factor in this. I know we're all goo-goo gaga over Nicky and the good week that he's had, good month that he's had.
Yeah. Good 6 weeks.
Good 6 weeks.
Good several years, actually.
Yeah.
Easy.
Well, facts are facts.
Well, I mean, he's got
the coaches. What's different about the coaches? Hold on. The coaches are the same.
It's been 4 years. He has playoff wins over Daniel Jones and Josh Johnson. I mean, like,
we'll take it.
I know, but.
Wait, you think Sean McDermott is some sort of genius, or do you think Dan Campbell is some sort of genius?
No, Dan Campbell's more young in this. I mean, McDermott wins playoff games every single year.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, until Sirianni wins.
Except when he had the number one seed and lost.
That was a bad one.
Hey, he's also choked in big spots. But,
sure, yeah. I don't think he's great, but, like.
He almost got fired last year.
I know, but then he did.
Because he made a bad speech.
Wow.
And that was a bad speech.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
It came out last year.
So, obviously, and I don't care that he just walked in, but obviously, the quarterback's holding back the offense.
OG Wade.
OG Wade's here. And I'm not giving up the Sirianni thing yet.
Give it up.
I will give up Sirianni. I will not give up Jalen. But with Nick, there's still a part of me that worries about him in a big game.
Same thing with Dan Campbell.
I know.
Cost him the NFC Championship game.
Dan Campbell's not. Listen, he's been carried by Ben Johnson. I'll throw that take out
okay,
there.
Okay.
Well, then what's the difference between the Lions and the Eagles? Why are the Lions in the group and
obviously,
not the Eagles?
It's the passing game.
I told you what it is.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I think no one's brought up Sirianni yet, and I think Sirianni in a big spot. I'm so worried about him.
Well, I was holding that for a second segment with Giglio because I wanted to go to Giglio first he wanted Sirianni fired like 4 weeks ago. Yeah. So I just wanted
I said if he didn't apologize to the fans, I would have fired him that day.
That's so Angelo of you.
Yep.
I mean, he did.
Someone's going to carry the torch, you know. Tyree in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. I just got to say, Eagles are very elite. We got a run game. We got a defense. And that's what wins in January. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of teams, you know, number one offensive passing, you know, carry it throughout the playoffs. You know, they usually be first round, second round exits.
Well, the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl 3 times as the best passing offense in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes threw for under 200 yards in both games.
Look, we're talking about not just the game. You said you haven't seen a number one passing game win a Super Bowl. Over the last 10 years, there's only been one that hasn't been top eight that has won a Super Bowl, and it was the Denver Broncos in 2015, and they had one of the best defenses of all time. So,
for sure.
So good defense, maybe not number one, but we've had really, really good top five passing games win the Super Bowl, especially in the modern NFL.
Defense also carries as well.
For sure.
A defense in a run game. You need a power run game, which we have, and you need a good defense that can keep you in the game, that can close out.
Yeah. And I would make the argument, and I have made this argument, the defense won that Super Bowl for the Chiefs last year.
Well, they kept it in for Mahomes to get to overtime. Yeah,
yes.
I agree with that. It just feels like we're looking for reasons why the passing game isn't as important as it is. Defense, running game.
Well,
I think we're looking for reasons why this won't matter. At some point, the ball's going to be in Jalen's hands, and he's going to have to go down the field and score.
Yes, what we're doing is looking for reasons to continue to have hope.
Well, there should be a lot of hope.
Well, I'm just saying, listening
but
to you.
But the hope is that Jalen on the passing game get better, like you said. That's the hope now, because they fixed almost everything else.
Yeah, And listen, Jared Goff has had a couple of explosive games. But let's not act as if Jared Goff wasn't throwing the ball 25 times or less and they were winning. They beat Tennessee, put up 52 points. He threw for 86 yards.
That was crazy.
Well, and
he threw for 86 yards in the game.
And a team traded him and won the Super Bowl the very next year.
The next year.
So the Jared Goff has been good, but
he's still Jared Goff.
If Sean McVay, he's a good quarterback, but if Sean McVay decides I can't win a Super Bowl with you, if an offensive genius, which is what Sean McVay is, decides I can't win a Super Bowl with you, there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean they can't win, but it definitely means that he's not in that top class of quarterbacks either. He's in the second class.
That's why the team is not up there.
Well, someone in the NFC has got to be there.
Hold on. So you just heard Spike say he's not in that elite class as a quarterback.
He's not. But they do have a better pass.
The only reason the Eagles aren't in that class is because of the quarterback. You don't feel he's elite, which I don't either. I don't think he's elite either. I'm just saying, why are we putting the Lions up there as an elite team when he's a game manager too?
Well, he's playing better than Jalen this season.
He just had one game where he did that.
So I feel like Jalen.
He threw five interceptions in a game. Jalen has never done that.
Goff has more highs and lows, but Jalen never gets to the highs Goff does. They don't score 50 points.
And he's steady.
Yeah. He's more steady.
And yeah, you don't know what you're getting with Jared Goff.
I agree.
Four
out of five, he's pretty good. And then one out of five, it's bad.
Hey, one stinker.
I would say steady for Jalen over the last 2 weeks is probably not accurate in that he's had one bad half and one good half each game. But he doesn't turn the ball. There's no chance of.
If you watch an entire Lions game, I mean, can Goff not have a bad half and then come back and play well enough to win? He gets praised for it.
I'm talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, I know we're talking about the Eagles, but we're comparing them to the Lions.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So right. I get it. I understand where Jalen is at. But you guys act as if he doesn't have that ability when he has shown in the past that he does.
Oh, yeah, he has ability, but the passing game has not been good enough this year.
I agree.
215-592-9494.
I agree.
Coming up next, we will see if Giglio will finally admit that he was wrong about Sirianni after leading the charge to get him fired a month
Running
ago.
Him out of town.
It's unbelievable.
Nasty work, as the kids say.
Yeah,
Spike.
As the kids
Nasty
say that. We're at Chickies and Pizza South Philly for Birds of the Half. Hey, tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., if you're in the airport, if you're going to L.A. for the game, tailgate at Terminal E, 7:30 a.m., Elliott Shore Parks will be at the Chickies at Terminal E of the airport. Get your free Bud Light Eagle shirts and see Elliott's tiny feet at Terminal E of the Philadelphia airport. That is tomorrow. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Birds and a Half, Chickies in South Philly to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. Pours to the proceeds of all crab fries today at Chickies in South Philly, donated to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas with us for the hour, the WIP Midday Show. Giglio, you led the campaign about a month ago to get rid of the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. And I ask you, after six straight wins, where you are with Coach Sirianni, are you comfortable with him after the last 6 weeks of him showing what he's all about?
So I may have been a little too hard at 2-2, or 3-2, because I think it was actually after the Browns game that I wanted him out of here. So, yeah, it was 3-2.
Yep.
I'm not comfortable, though, with Nick Sirianni, and I don't fully trust him in big games. Jack referenced it earlier, but he's an above-average coach. He's won a ton of football games here, and it obviously works with this group. But I'm not the biggest fan of Nick Sirianni.
Giglio, who's better at their job, Jalen or Nick?
Jalen.
Mm. Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Jalen's bordered on a top 10-ish guy for 3 years.
So isn't
Nick's
Sirianni?
Nick is a top 10 coach.
No, I don't think so. I mean... Nick Sirianni has one of the best organizations and best rosters every year.
And they decided to hire him and make him their head coach. So what does that tell you?
Well, it says they can win with what the coach they want, like the setup they have. I mean, the Eagles don't want a coach that's going to push back. We've seen this now for a decade.
But that's a skill.
Sure. Well, yeah, it is a skill. It works. But it doesn't mean he's a super good head coach. It means he's good in what they're asking him to do.
See, here's what I would say. I don't think he's a great play caller or play designer. And I think that's how he gets judged as a coach.
Well, yeah, and that's bore out over the years.
Yeah.
His role has changed.
But as a CEO head coach, how can you not give him the credit that we give a John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Dan Campbell? Like, how do we Why don't we give him that same credit?
So two reasons. One, yes. And I think it's fair to bring that up, right? Because the other guys get a lot of credit.
Yeah.
The two of them have been doing it for years and are almost in the Hall of Fame or close
to it.
Well,
they both Hall of Famers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So then they're going to be there.
Yep.
Dan Campbell, it's obviously much more of a close comparison to Sirianni. But I don't know, is he really good in the games? Is he actually good in the games? He's a good motivator. He's a good locker room guy. He's got good speeches. The players like him. I'll never dispute any of that. Is he really good in the games?
Do you know who they said that about? And I know people get mad when I say this, but when Andy Reid was the head coach here,
oh, come on.
I'm telling you that what they said about Andy Reid was that he was bad at clock management,
sure. Yep.
And that he couldn't call an offense after the scripted first 15 plays,
yep.
And he didn't adjust his way of doing offense. He wouldn't run the ball, and that's why
he would never win.
Right.
But Andy had a specific skill that was sustainable. His offense, his play calling. What is Nick's specific skill?
Soft skills. It is culture management. That is, and by the way, the thing that you are dismissing, the lower ego thing, is an asset in his role.
It
part of the Andy
lower
thing
ego
is
crazy.
That when you are no, I'm telling
it,
you,
it, yeah, it is an asset.
It's an asset.
Yeah.
I think
it's like going from Spike to Rod. We're talking about egos.
Yo, I was low ego as a manager.
You feel attacked.
Oh man, is the Fritz. The Fritz.
Yeah, he's here to bring in his comedy.
Yeah. No, I really do. I think sometimes a guy like Andy, one of his deficiencies could be that he knows more than everybody else, which makes it less likely that he will listen to those things,
sure.
And adjust. So I'm just saying we can point out these little things where we say, well, I don't trust him to call the right play in this one specific situation. But if you look at every head coach in the NFL, you will find those one or two little things that the coach is not good at. If you don't think that people in San Francisco have complaints about their head coach, you're crazy. If you don't think people in Pittsburgh don't have complaints about Mike Tomlin, you're crazy.
Sure they do.
So I'm just saying, I think we too easily push away the culture thing. We too easily push away his ability to adjust. We too easily push away his motive. All these things that are good, we're like, yeah, but he went for two this one time. And I just think it's...
But when you do so, when you don't bring the football elements, he doesn't call plays or design plays, you have to be great at those things. Otherwise, I can find another motivator. This isn't rocket science to find a motivator.
It is.
Well, I don't think it is.
That's not as easy as you believe
it is. No, I don't think it is. It's way harder to find Kyle Shanahan and then to find Nick Sirianni. It's way harder.
Do you know why Chip Kelly's not in the league anymore?
Well, but he was the extreme example the other way. He wasn't like not just a motivator. He was a dude that people didn't like. You have to be likable.
And that's part of the reason why Coach Sirianni is treated the way he's treated. Because around the NFL, they don't like his attitude. They don't like the way that he does things. And that's like it plays here because he's ours. But as a whole and around the league, nobody likes Coach Sirianni because they think most of the stuff that he does is over the top.
I ever watched him coach, he screwed up in the game.
Yeah, and that's
AJ Brown said when they kicked the field goal in the third quarter, he knew they'd lose the Super Bowl. Mr. Aggression Nick Sirianni turtled up, and then he punted in the fourth quarter. Like, if you're going to be CEO guy, you got to be great and affect the game in a big way. And sometimes he does the right things, and it's not his fault. Like, I'm not mad Jake Elliott missed field goals last week.
Second year as a head coach.
Right, but has he improved since then? Like, when was the last time he made a decision that you said, I
don't want him making decisions.
Right, so we don't want him making decisions. He doesn't call plays. He's got a loaded roster.
The last 2 weeks have been pretty damn good around
here. Out of the way. I just don't understand. Like,
but
he's fine.
Because his work,
but
that's because his work is mostly done throughout the week.
Yes. And
he has his teams prepared to go.
I understand that.
Sans the first 15 plays.
I didn't even mention that.
Or the first half, yeah.
Yes, I understand that. But he has his guys. Listen, he has the ability when things are chaotic around him, and I know the last six games of the season happened, so I'm not going to dismiss that as if it didn't happen. But for the most part, he's been able to pull his team through adversity. He's been able to bring them together versus the team splintering and stop believing in him. And as a matter of fact, when you go back to last year, if you listen to a lot of people, and I talked to enough that was close enough, it wasn't about Nick Sirianni at the end of the season why they lost those games.
It was probably more the quarterback.
Yes, and with
the defense,
and that type of stuff. So I'm just saying, I understand the questions about Nick Sirianni. I just don't like that he doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
Can I just have this year?
I'm not saying he's a top five coach, but you got to. You can't tell me there are 10 other coaches that do a better job. I don't care what their strengths or weaknesses are.
But we do this to Jalen and no one has a problem with it. Like, if I give you a quarterback and people said, if you put that quarterback here, he'd be better. Why can't I say about Nick Sirianni?
You can.
Oh, yeah, you can say that.
But I don't necessarily know that it's true.
Okay.
Because and again, I'll go back to that culture management. You don't think it's difficult to have two wide receivers that think they're the number one wide receiver and run an offense where you throw the ball 20 times a game?
Sure.
You don't think it's difficult that you have maybe the best running back in the NFL and he's finally on a great team and he never scores any touchdowns because of what the team wants to run.
You don't, parlays all over the world.
You don't think it's difficult to have half of your defense in terms of culture management, have your defense be kids and still have one of the of course Vic Fangio gets credit for those things, but I think again
still mixed culture.
I think that the culture thing and having and these are little things that have started to sneak out over the last, you know, few weeks. His make them watch 7,500 different turnovers and how they happened.
Yep.
Like, those things happen. We just don't know about
them. I agree with that. And he's probably better than I've given him credit for.
Well,
I'm willing to move there.
Okay.
Can I just have this year? If they win in the playoffs this year and go deep, I'll probably relent. But he's been here 4 years. This is his fourth year. As of now, he has playoff wins in one of those seasons.
Yes.
Yeah. And those two playoff wins were against Daniel Jones and a fourth-string quarterback. Like, that's if they lose in the first round this year, what is his tenure? A top five roster for 4 years and playoff wins over Daniel Jones and
they losing that first round at home, he might not make it.
Right, like
next
I just like do it this year, and I'm guessing they're gonna have to beat quarterbacks better than what happened 2 years ago, unless there's a weird injury.
Yeah,
and then I'll move off it, but like it's just not enough based on what he has.
Well, what he's
him.
Done is more impressive than what Jalen does.
No,
yes, it is.
Hold on. Now you go hating. Jalen has the harder job.
Of course he does.
Jaylen, not here.
To play quarterback?
I get it. If a quarterback standard, it's easy.
Huh?
Wait, like, by quarterback standards, he has a very easy job.
No.
For the hardest, it's the hardest job in sports. I agree.
I disagree. You're trying to act as if all he does is turn around and hand the ball to Saquon. Does that a lot, and I like it. But don't get me wrong now. He does it a lot, and I like it. But there's always five or six plays in the game that he has to make. Extending drives, picking up key first downs. Like, those are things that he has to do. And I'm not saying what he does isn't replaceable or somebody else couldn't come in and do it. I'm just saying playing quarterback is a lot harder than listening to the guys upstairs tell you when you should go for it on fourth down and two-point conversions.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football
that's
League.
That's what happens.
Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions, Bills, and the Chiefs? What do you think the vote's at, Ike?
Yes.
Give me a percentage.
Let's go 69.
69?
Nice.
69 is crazy.
60.
It's crazy, crazy work.
It's at 66.
You're close.
66, okay.
It's at 66.
Not as crazy, yeah.
69 is crazy, though.
And Hugh, to your point about what other people around the league think, I actually just don't care. I don't care what national media thinks. I don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly. It's our coach.
Because here's the problem with those guys. There are little moments that stick in those guys' heads. We have Mike Lombardi on every week.
Uh-huh.
And we asked Mike Lombardi about it last week. And he's like, he has such a big ego. I don't like the way he shakes his head that they're winning. And that's
like the way he brushes teeth.
Well, it's an image from 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was annoying, though.
Yeah, it was annoying. There are things that are annoying. But as long as the players are in on it, that part of it
I totally agree.
Doesn't really bother
me. But that's the reason why he's not up for Coach of the Year awards or anything like that.
Haters.
It's because they don't like him.
Oh, it's not just haters. They see the roster and Howie, and they say that's the engine.
Yeah, you hear that too. And you look at teams. I don't know a team on the planet that would want to have a roster or build a roster the way that Howie's built the roster and make it as easy as possible to win a Super Bowl. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well,
that's
we
why they have the draft.
We weren't saying that about the defense before the year, that they had some kind of great roster. Nobody was saying that.
Yep.
Nobody.
Well,
nobody
that's fair.
Was saying.
Yeah,
that,
no. Well, they have Vic Fangio, though.
Well, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody in Miami liked him because they said he was a tyrant.
But again, that is a credit to Sirianni. All you need to do is look in New York And what happened last year?
Bring the talent up there.
Well, and look what happened last year with Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll.
I thought you were talking about the Jets.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Giants.
Either one or disaster.
But Martindale.
I'm about to throw my name in the hat for that Jet job.
I don't. Oh, really? The quarterback or the head coach?
Head coach.
Yeah.
Wow, former Jet great.
Yeah.
Are you going to take us with you as your staff?
Well, yeah. The staff's still going. I ain't going to be the defense coordinator.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're going to get fired after a year, though.
Yeah, but you'll make that 1 year NFL head coach money.
It's going to be a memorable year, though.
Brant in Horsham, you're on WIP. What's up, Brant?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Come on, there's five of us, man. No, just kidding.
Hey, Brant.
Yeah, what's going on?
So definitely I agree the Eagles are 1,000% elite. My problem is once we get deeper into the playoffs, the rookie cornerbacks, I think, will be maybe an issue just because of lack of experience, if that makes any sense.
Nah.
You know, now we got two defensive guys, real football guys, on the panel here.
Me and
Giglio and Jack.
Wait, let me ask this question. So basically, like, they've played against some pretty elite receivers so far.
Yeah.
So in your mind, in the playoffs, say, for instance, we play Minnesota, who's that? Justin Jefferson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Jordan Addison.
You're trying to tell me we haven't played receivers the caliber of those guys yet? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
So you're saying they're going to regress?
No. I'm not saying they're going to regress. What I'm saying is that the moment may be too big, and they may get, you know, the playoff jitters, the whatever.
Oh, because they're going to get the jitters because it's the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that dog hunts. I don't think that dog hunts in this day and age. Because Cooper went to a big school. I don't know what the
damn right he went to Iowa.
I don't know what they sell out at Iowa. And you know, if you're talking about Quinion's been a steady rock.
Football Factory.
You know what I mean?
Toledo.
NFL players.
Toledo is not a football factory, right?
I'm not saying they're going to play bad. I'm just saying that.
No, you're saying they're going to be scared. You're saying they're going to be scared. Uh-huh. How many the link hold on a week? On every week? How many that was?
70,000? 70,000.
So that's more than he played in front of in Toledo. I see what you're trying to say, but I don't think so.
Brant, thank you for the call. I would say the bigger issue with those two guys is less about the big moment and more about the fact that they're going to have to play 17 NFL games.
The rookie wall happened to Jalen Carter last year.
Jalen Carter was the favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year around this time, and then he just didn't make a play the last month. Now, is it different in the trenches versus being a corner? Like, you're physically beat up. So maybe they won't have that as much.
Yeah.
Now, Giglio, we don't get to hear you or Hugh weigh in on Eagles Insider of the Year. Now, you know we do that every Wednesday.
There will be
new rankings coming out today at 4:30. Howard will actually be here for the rankings, which is interesting. Have any of the insiders this year, to Joe or Hugh, have any of the insiders, including Ike, stuck out to you so far as deserving?
Well, I could tell you one that's not, and that's Howard, because a couple weeks ago, Howard was all up in arms because we were talking about the Jalen Hurts ankle issue.
Oh, yes.
And then immediately he got scooped. Yeah, he got scooped right after he was done yelling at me.
I mean,
maybe if he wasn't yelling at me, he would have had the scoop. I mean, that so I just, Howard, he needs to either be at the bottom of the list or out.
I would say Elias Shore Parks is the one that I kind of gravitate towards, because he has an innate ability to get under your skin every time that y'all have him on the show. He runs you so hot.
Well, that makes him annoying guy of the year. I don't know if it makes him.
But Elliot did have the video of Sirianni with the many men, which really.
Yes.
I mean, if they run out of the tunnel in the Super Bowl to many men, Elliot's got to win Insider of the Year. He got that video.
Do you think that's a good point? Do you think that Nick winked at Elliot before he did that?
Yes, of course.
Like, he looked like he was kind of posing.
Yeah. No, he was posing.
So are we docking Elliot points because it was given to him?
No, that's what being
that's
insider
fine.
Is.
Okay. Fine. That's okay.
But he hasn't broken anything.
We don't want to break stories here locally.
Well, McManus got it.
Yeah, it's McManus.
I kind of consider him a national
ESPN guy.
Yeah, he is an ESPN guy. Yeah, that's what I meant, as a national guy.
McClain. We don't like him at all.
Yeah, what did he do?
He had a few different. He had people at the NovaCare facility were not happy with Jalen's answer during the press conference.
But again, he struggles when the team's playing well.
Yes.
Yeah, he's much better.
He's a bulldog when things are bad.
Yes.
He's the guy you want when the thing is tumbling over.
Yes, yeah, he's yes. He's just waiting. He's got he's drooling. He's
waiting
for a loss.
And meanwhile, Ike is just hanging on by Mekhi Becton as the guard from the summer.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
Well, you called it?
I did.
Yeah. He did.
That's a good one.
Well, he said the big trade deadline was coming. They did nothing.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if that's enough to win inside of the Mekhi Becton.
It was enough to get me on the list,
okay.
though.
Yeah.
I've been
fluctuating.
I was going to say something else.
Yeah.
Now,
in and out.
All right. Nicholas and Telford.
Y'all childish.
Yeah. Oh, wait till the 5 o'clock hour. Nicholas and Telford is a Lions fan. You're on WIP.
Oh, yeah, this ought to be great.
Yep.
Where have you been all these years, Nicholas?
Hey, watching bad TV. I've been in hibernation. I'm a diehard.
Finally coming out the woodwork, are we?
Yeah, I am. Hold on, but listen. Boils down to three things. We face better teams. We have a better offense. We have better coaching. The reason you guys will lose is because you can't score until the third quarter.
Can I ask you a question? How good does it feel to finally be relevant after like 20 years?
Well, I'm sorry. Am I talking to an Eagles fan or am I talking to a Cowboys fan? I don't live in the past.
Wow.
I'm pretty
sure. Comeback.
That was strong.
Enjoy this ride. It's going to be short-lived.
Wait. Hugh. Also, I have a bone to pick with you. Jilly is the only one that I don't. Yep. 2 days ago, I'm listening
this
to you
rare.
Talk about how the Lions' offense is only more efficient than the Eagles. What the hell does that mean? That means we're better than you.
That means they're more efficient. That don't mean we have better. Who has the better weapons?
We do.
No, you don't.
No, we have a better offensive line.
Listen, your quarterback. Quarterback was a cast off, and he's playing well now. But what did he do in the playoffs last year?
He did win two playoff games. He had 11 touchdowns to 0 interceptions the entire run. Jared Goff was arguably the best quarterback alone in the playoffs last year.
How many playoff games have y'all won in the history of the Detroit Lions? I want it's a little history class.
They won more last year.
Ike, don't be helping him. Don't help him out.
No. I mean, that's the most they won.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
They ain't won but three in their entire existence.
Yeah, see, it's like I'm talking to Cowboys fans right now, living in the past.
What no, he was asking about how many playoff wins you guys have.
Guys, this guy's cooking you guys.
I ain't even got no cannon fodder for the Detroit Lions fan. It must feel really good to finally be able to talk trash. I mean, I'm going to let you. This is your moment, bro. I got you. This is your moment. Go for it.
Wait, I'm just confused. Can you explain to me also, Ike,
efficient.
The Lions have one of the best defenses in the NFL by every metric except for yards. We allow less points than you per game, 17.7 to 17.9.
Yep. I know. I've looked it up myself, too. Yep.
That's not a big brag, though.
And you also have a terrible pass defense.
We have a terrible pass defense?
Yeah.
We have less passing touchdowns against you, a lower quarterback rating.
Because y'all blowing people out, though, bro. Y'all scoring a lot of points.
Less passing touchdowns against us. We give up about the same amount of points. You give up way more yards passing. You're one of the worst passing defenses in the league.
Yeah, but we also have a better rush defense than you. So
barely about a few yards.
Correlated together.
I mean, if you want to go down that road, we have the number one ranked total defense in the league, giving up the fewest amount of yards.
Yeah, by yards. But yards isn't really a metric when you have a bend don't break defense.
We're giving we're both throwing out stats.
Yeah, you came with the stats,
And you just lost another defensive standout on that side of the football.
Didn't he just break his forearm?
He just lost another one.
Yeah, he did.
Sucks for you.
You want to know what's great? We have amazing depth. We drafted a first-round linebacker that we got criticized for last year, who's one of the highest-rated in the league right now, who's going to take over full-time.
And who's probably behind – well, none of your linebackers are as good as the linebacker we have.
Talking about Zach Bond?
Bond's great.
You're running out of steam, dog.
Yeah, and our secondary. How about our rookie corner is 10 is probably, light years better than your rookie.
You probably would have been better off arguing with me than Ike.
No, wait. I'm confused. Why do I care about singular players when a unit makes up a defense?
I'm sure you don't because it's an argument you can't win. I was just going through the talent on the team. I'm just going through the talent on the team.
It's about how you're coached.
It's about how you're coached.
Why does that matter?
How were you coached the week before when you were down in Houston and your quarterback was throwing interceptions at
five of them things?
You want to know how we were coached? Our head coach actually instilled a philosophy and a culture that would allow us to come back from that. If you want to look at the defensive stats, we played well enough to be able to come back.
You were playing against an offense that didn't have any of its skill position players, but it's a bunch of backup skill position guys.
Tank Dell, the backup. Ooh. Okay, wait. You want to go based off of that? Do you consider the Bengals win a good win for you guys?
Ding, ding, ding.
Of course it was.
We've had enough of Nicholas and Dolfer.
Hey, Nicholas, you did a good job, though.
Of course it was a good win for us.
We probably won't talk to you in January. But,
Okay, all right.
There they are. Well.
Hey, listen, a feisty Lions fan.
Never thought I'd see that.
Never once did you think that was going to happen. Had some cannon fodder, too. He came with some.
He thought he was on the road. That's why I had to backhand him.
All right.
Slapped him.
Just didn't know what to do. He had no beef with me. This is so weird.
Yes, you were the one guy he doesn't have any beef with.
Well, because you're a Lions fan.
Oh, like last year was a Niners fan?
Because
if I think a team's good, I'm a fan.
Yeah, you do flip-flop a little bit, though, dog. Just a little bit.
Well, thank you, Joe and Hugh. We appreciate you hanging out
for an extra hour
today. Joining us for the next hour will be King Annoying himself.
Ah!
Elliot Shoreparks.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going with...
No, that King Annoying will be on at 4 o'clock.
A rare occurrence, Elliot on the afternoon show.
We never have him on. So Elliot will join us next. Are the Eagles in the top tier of title contenders in the NFL? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies in South Philly for Birds at the Half. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.